understood that our Lord Jesus Christ was, at one and the same time, a conservative and a radical, although in different spheres. There is no question that he was conservative in his attitude to the Scripture. "Scripture cannot be set aside," he said. "I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfil them." Again, "Not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." John chapter 10, verse 35. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. One of Jesus's chief complaints against contemporary Jewish leaders concerned their disrespect for Old Testament scripture and their lack of a true submission to its divine authority. But Jesus may also be truly described as a radical. He was a keen, fearless critic of the Jewish establishment, not only because of their insufficient loyalty to God's word, but also because of their exaggerated loyalty to their own human traditions. Jesus had the temerity to sweep away centuries of inherited tradition, the tradition of the elders, in order that God's word might again be seen and obeyed. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. He was also daring in his breaches of social convention. He insisted on caring for those sections of the community which were normally despised. He spoke to women in public, which in his day was not done. He invited children to come to him, although in Roman society unwanted children were commonly exposed or dumped, and his own disciples took it for granted that he would not want to be bothered with them. He allowed prostitutes to touch him. Pharisees recoiled from them in horror, and himself actually touched an untouchable leper. Pharisees threw stones at them to make them keep their distance. In these and other ways, Jesus refused to be bound by human custom. His mind and conscience were bound by God's word alone. Thus, Jesus was a unique combination of the conservative and the radical, conservative toward Scripture and radical in his scrutiny, his biblical scrutiny, of everything else. Now, the disciple is not above his teacher, as Jesus often said. So if Jesus could combine radicalism with conservatism, so can we who claim to follow him. Indeed, we must, if we would be loyal to him. There is an urgent need for more RCs to emerge in the church, standing now not for Roman Catholics, but for radical conservatives, and a need for evangelical Christians to develop a more critical discernment between what may not be changed and what may and even must. Let me give an example of what may not be changed. It was customary in former days for the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and the Apostles' Creed to be painted on the east wall of many English churches for everybody to see and read. In one village church the lettering had faded, and a local decorator was engaged to touch up the paint.